Talking with Dr. Jeff Edwards, our state wheat extension specialist. And Jeff, we're here, of course, at Lahoma North Central Research Station Field Day. And really, your varieties look pretty good.
They do. It's surprising to me how good they actually look. You know, if we had have just caught that rain here the past couple of days, just a little bit of rainfall would go a long way. And we're still in a position here where if we would catch a rain within the next 2 or 3 days, we could make some 40, maybe even 50 bushel wheat at this site.
Now, driving from Oklahoma City up to the Lahoma Field Day today, a lot of very poor-looking wheat.
It is. We are the exception to the rule here in terms of how our wheat looks. The state as a whole, it's pretty tough going. I'm glad to get rainfall anytime we can get it. Most of the rain that fell, though, fell in areas where the wheat crop, by and large, was already gone. We still need some rain desperately here in north central Oklahoma, where we still have potential to fill out some grains to save our test weight and still make some wheat.
I guess at this point, we're really hoping to get a little bit of rain to try to make some seed wheat, if nothing else.
We are. I think seed wheat will be in tight supply, but we've been in this situation before, that there will be enough to go around. My prediction is folks who have been a good customer, have a really good working relationship with the certified seed producer, are going to have plenty of seed and probably will be able to get the varieties that they want. Some of us are going to have to maybe settle for not our first choice on variety. But I do believe there will be enough certified seed out there to go around. The key is to go ahead and start talking with those folks now and making those arrangements.
Now, within these plots here, it's interesting. We do have several whiteheads, and you can actually see the whitehead and then take a picture right under it. You've got a crack in the soil. So I guess both of the things that hit us hard, freeze and drought, are present.
Freeze and drought. I'm seeing quite a bit of freeze injury showing up in north central Oklahoma as well, where we have lodging occurring, where stems are breaking over or we have bent nodes. And that's a carryover from the freeze event that we had, where it injured the stem. And once we start getting a little bit of weight in that grain head, it's top heavy and it goes ahead and falls over. So that April 15th freeze is still coming back to get us.
The other thing I've noticed as far as driving this, at 55, 65 miles an hour, it seems like this is a shorter crop than anything I remember in recent memory anyway.
It is. We're at half of what we would normally see. To me, much of central Oklahoma looks like what we see in the panhandle a lot of years in terms of plant height. We have a lot of wheat out there that's 8 or 10 inches tall, and that's just a result of the drought. And we have less total biomass there, which means we have less of a factory to fuel and fill that grain head. The other thing that we have on those smaller plants, if you look at the flag leaf, which is where about 70% of the photosynthate that we use to fill the grain head comes from, it's much smaller on those. And you have a smaller flag leaf, that's just less energy being captured and going into the plant, and just less potential there.
Takeaways from this year's crop. We obviously haven't put a combine to it as of yet, but what are you learning at this point anyway, thus far?
Well, moisture conservation whenever you can. A lot of our no-till acres where we have better moisture conservation, they seem to have held on a bit longer. They're not immune to the drought, but they seem to have held on a bit longer. So moisture conservation during the summer, who knows what this cycle will bring and whether this will continue. So as we go through the summer, it's going to be critical that we try and conserve as much moisture as possible and control our volunteer vegetation, volunteer wheat, any vegetation out there that's wicking moisture out of the soil. Let's nip it in the bud and get it when it's small. The other thing that will do for us will help us with wheat streak mosaic and high plains virus, which has really hit us downstate this year. And it's an unusual problem for us to have downstate. And in order to get a handle on it, we're going to need to control any volunteer grasses out there this summer in a very timely fashion.